My name is Jill Bushocker. I'm not currently teaching, but it's a big interest of mine. And I have been a teacher at community college level in the past. And one of the things, I was teaching an intro biology class for majors. And we had a lab practical that we would set up. The first time I taught it, we set up microscopes at each station with a slide for them to identify. And that became an enormous nightmare because the slides would get bumped and the pointer would be in the wrong spot or anything like that. So I ended up putting together a PowerPoint of all of the different test questions and having the PowerPoint as the slide of the what they should be seeing. That way I knew exactly what the thing was pointing at. Everybody was looking at the same object, parenchyma or collenchyma or whatever it was. And then somebody got a question wrong, I didn't have to wonder, well, did the slide just get shoved or something like that? And that saved a lot of time because I could easily make the changes on the slides before the test to tailor it to that particular class without having to set up individual microscope slides. And I could have then as many questions as I wanted and wasn't limited to the number of microscopes that I had per class. The other thing that I would do is if, when we were reviewing slides, if somebody had a particular question that I didn't know the answer to, I would have them look up the answer and then present it back into class on the next day. That was another thing that I did, not necessarily related to the test, but just another thing that I would, to encourage students to do that active learning. Thank you. Any questions about that? Okay.